Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad you did it all on your own. It says it's playing, but I don't hear a damn thing.
I heard it in my head.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So hopefully we're now talking, and it's like now it's just going to pipe it in anyways.
It'll just be like our background music.
Yeah, it'll be just like how we normally talk right over one another. Which we always
I think there's a delay.
There is a delay. There totally is a delay. And I know we're always like, we're gonna try to be better, but there is a delay and we just can't compensate for it.
No. There's too much of a back and forth just talking over.
Oh gosh, I forgot. When did we all become so goddamn weird? I forgot that.
Very
one.
True.
Ugh.
So, but before you and I went on the air, we were talking about Orlando Bloom's dick. We may as well start with this.
Listeners.
So, the world was talking about, the world, as if it was the hot topic, but it was a topic. So, Orlando Bloom, I mean, he's like, what, like paddle boarding?
Yeah, I mean, he's just rolling, on his knees and...
On his knees.
There's his wing.
And I loved how you didn't even notice who he's with at first.
Dude, there was a dick in the picture. Like,
with a look of indifference, a two-time unanimous, or a two-time In Cahoots Rack of the Year, Katy Perry. But, yeah. As we noted, he is uncircumcised. I was admittedly kind of surprised by the amount of pubic hair. I don't know about you.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, he's, yeah. I think it's just weird how he's just, like, out and about. Like, how did he not think a picture was going to be taken?
Yeah.
Like, how?
She's fully clothed.
I don't know where he's at, but... He's always going to have paparazzi's with Katy Perry. So what are you doing with your dick out like that, man? He was just asking for it.
Yeah.
But it was just... It was going to happen. I mean... But it's not like he was trying to hide it by any means.
That's not hiding it.
I mean, it's not like he's like in class trying to hide an awkward boner or anything. It's like, here's my dick.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I mean, unless it was like a bet that they made and he lost. You know, in some other world, she's the one that's naked, rowing, and he's the one looking all set. So I'm pretty sure if it was the other way around, he would be facing her like, yeah!
Yeah, it's just weird.
He's tired of those breasts. I don't know. I'm not sure that's possible.
It's just a weird photo. And I'm all just like, how did this even, like, happen?
Right. There it is.
And the other thing,
there's pictures of his backside, like of his ass.
Yeah, there's a ton of people taking pictures of him. Orlando Bloom. Yeah, his star isn't what it was 10 years ago. But more importantly, like, he's now with like one of the most famous singers in the world? How did he think there was going to be nobody?
Right.
Right? Well, you know what? I'm just happy one of my Lord of the Rings stars is in the news. For something not terrible.
I wonder if he's going to take the Hobbits to Isengard.
I mean, that's the Eye of Sauron there for you. You need to start making or there's all sorts of tower references to make, you know. But God, she does have some wonderful boobs though.
That she does.
So well, we're not necessarily we try not to be a podcast where all we do is talk about dicks. So we're gonna move on. We've got a lot to talk about this show.
You know, we actually didn't even have the intro. I mean, like the, you know, where you welcome everybody.
Oh, welcome everyone. In Coots, I'm Sam.
I'm Chris. All right.
We just went.
How you doing?
We went straight to dick talk. We got a lot to talk about. Let's briefly. We haven't had a show. Well, I'm actually proud of us. We had two shows in August. I think like August 1st and August 31st. So we haven't had a chance to, on the show, talk about Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what were your thoughts?
Well, we've been removed for a while.
We have.
I ripped my pants. That didn't make me happy when we saw it.
I forgot about that.
You know, ripped the pants. I mean, again, it's going to be a movie I have to see again. And not because, like, man, it was so good. More like, what was in that dark spot in the theater?
I I've only seen it twice.
Yeah.
I've only seen it the opening night and that time with you. I like literally like haven't had a desire to see it.
You know, I think that, like, again, there's a good movie somewhere in there. They had a good cast for most of the parts. Just trying to think here. What else to be said? Rick Flagg was terrible.
God, he's just the worst.
I mean, there just seems to be so many other people that could have been in that role. And also, I think the role or the character just needs to be played differently and have a different style. Like, I don't see Rick Flagg as a guy who is under the control of Amanda Waller. I think he is more like her right-hand man. Like, he believes in her mission. And that's why he's doing it.
Well, I think he should be, in my opinion, he should be her right-hand man, but then also he should be the one, unlike Waller, who starts to see the few glimmers of good qualities that the Suicide Squad members have.
Yeah.
At least that's my opinion. He's the one who maybe has a little bit of compassion for them, unlike Waller, who doesn't give two fucking shits about them.
Right.
So,
you know, there's just a lot of stuff in there that it was just clustered together, all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to say anymore. It just kind of depresses me that it wasn't what I wanted it to be.
There's a bunch of articles out there that are doing exactly what needs to be what is wrong with it, and I agree with a lot of them. I mean, it's a mess. It doesn't make me angry like Batman v Superman did, but it's a huge disappointment. So,
Martha.
But I think we also put too much hope in that this would correct the course, and we should have known better. So. Yeah. I think part of it's wrong.
Yeah. That same night that we saw Suicide Squad, we did see Bad Moms.
Yes, we did.
And that was a delightful movie.
Yep.
Informed all of my coworkers that they should see it. Not all of them, but most of the ones that I converse with.
So yeah, moving on from Suicide Squad. There's not much to say. I mean, it's been out for a while. I don't know. Not much to say. You and I have talked about it a lot, and I don't really feel like talking about the show much.
And I just
feel like
for us to go anymore with it for ourselves, considering we are the ones that mostly listen to it.
Yeah, we're the main people that listen to this show, so.
Talk about ego.
Yeah. God, we're just pathetic. Okay, so now we're going to really be stroking our egos, because now we're going to talk about football for a bit, because I know you and I both discussed one of our favorite episodes from last year was when we were doing more football talk last season.
Oh, yeah.
So let's start with the Huskers. What are you thinking? What's your thought?
Oh, man. That's some tough stuff, but I think 6 would be okay with me.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that'll happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Are there any, what are you thinking, What are you thinking are some of the weaknesses they have to overcome this year? Because I have mine, for sure.
Oh, you go first. I haven't really been paying attention to
my only thing is, like, the defensive line stuff. I'm just like, ooh. It's,
yeah.
Because all their experienced guys left. And that can be an issue, in my opinion. We'll see.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
when it comes to college football, you know, the kids are young still. I mean, they're really good, whatever, but I like to see the way they go before making any kind of judgments and that kind of stuff. Just let them play for a game.
You know, I think it'll be a lot like last year, that's my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Season-wise.
I think there'll be less games we squeak by in victory.
Hopefully.
If we lose, we lose. Bad. If we win,
if he dies, he dies.
That's going to be the season. It's Chicago versus Apollo. That's Nebraska season.
Yeah.
But I have been, you know, paying a little more attention to the NFL, and how about good old Teddy Bridgewater, huh?
Yeah.
His leg, like, exploded, man.
Yes, it did. I was just reading that if they had worse, like, the Vikings are known for having a pretty good training squad, and that if they had a worse, like, physical therapy squad, like, his career would be over, probably. Like, that was exactly what to
leg.
Do. Yeah, he could have fucking lost his goddamn leg, which is nuts to me.
And it wasn't even a contact play.
Yeah, I mean, they were talking, like, not only just lost his leg, there's, like, a few cases where you fucking die from that. Because of, like, if you, like, just start bleeding internally too much.
Mm-hmm.
Which is insane. It's insane.
And I like Teddy Bridgewater.
I do, too.
You know, he's, I like to see the Packers division good. So when the Packers beat everybody,
I want a thriving NFC North.
You know, and I think they were on the right path.
Because it only makes them. They were on the right path, in my opinion. I agree, 100%.
You know, he's not a crazy. He's a talented kid, and not you know, doing anything dumb out there, plays the game.
Yeah.
I was interested. Packers made a rather shrewd move, I felt, yesterday, which was kind of un-Packer-like, but I liked it, and I agreed with it. They released, he's been with him for 5 years, Tim Mastey, because
oh,
some guy
really?
Got put on waiver. They did. Well, they, in training camp, they had signed this punter, and they released him a couple days ago, because Mastey, for the most part, been kind of, Mastey's always been, like, good enough. Like, he's, like,
yeah.
Fine. Could we have a better punter? Oh, fuck yeah, we could have a better punter. I just think, and so what they did was that this guy from, he was with the Bucks. You know what, I don't even know his name. I forgot his name already. This guy got put on waivers yesterday, and then fucking Packers picked him up and released Mastey yesterday. When they had released the other punter, had assumed it was like, okay, they picked Mastey, and I think everyone did, and then they were like, nope, we're doing this.
That is very unpacker-like.
It's unpacker-like. I know some people are pissy about it, but it is unpacker-like, but I thought I think it was a good pick, because at some point we got to worry about winning.
They did it with a punter, so that's fine.
And it's a punter, and you know what, Mastey has never been like a league topping punter or anything. So
no,
that is me. Yeah, other than that,
Packers, Clay and Julio getting cleared.
Of the
Al Jazeera.
Yeah. And a lot of this shit all comes down to fucking former Packer Mike Neal, who did nothing but fucking give the Packers a bunch of fucking headaches. And because that asshole had to do, because on one of his like questionnaires, he's like, I've never had a drug suspension before. And he totally had. And then they were like, okay, all you assholes need to get invested. Like, you all have to do interviews now. Because that guy had to fucking lie. So.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. But, yeah, other than that, I don't know. I think Packers, you know, let's just hope Jordy and Aaron just get clicking right away, and we stay injury free, and we'll have a good year. I'm pretty positive in that.
The necessity right there. Jordy staying healthy.
I mean, it is funny to me. Like, everyone talks about last year like it was a fucking super bust because Jordy got hurt, and I'm like, let's do remember we made it to the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that we have that aspiration for excellence. I love it. But I'm also just like, hey, let's remember the season was not as bad as we're trying to paint it.
We went far for the team we had. Stuff going on when guys would click, they clicked.
There were times when I was like, how the fuck are we winning games? Because it's like we weren't getting any offense, but, you know, our defense was good enough. And, you know, our offense was, you know, well, and also what helped is we had that win streak to start the year off. So we essentially put ourselves pretty far ahead of our division, which helped a lot. So.
Have we discussed same bet, right? don't know if we've discussed it on air.
Yes.
But it is the Ravens Steelers bet.
Is it just gonna be standing bet? Do we not even like pick a team now? Just
no. It's kind of it's a keeper bet.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
From year to year, that's what it is.
You pick the Ravens and I pick the Steelers.
You know, and this is the only time I ever picked the Ravens. Like, it's not like I start a season in Madden and I'm like, oh, I'll be the Ravens because I like them. It's not even like that. It's not even that whole kind of weird thing. It's just, nope. Can't pick them.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we going on here? What, 4 years on this bet?
Yeah, because, of course, I picked the Steelers because the fucking Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
And that's 2012.
So, there we go.
Because I was like, this is their year. They're in a fucking Batman movie. It's got to be their year. Because that's my logic.
Both of those teams, did they even make the playoffs that year?
I don't think they did. I mean, I'm too lazy to go look.
Right.
But yeah, so. We'll figure out what is what we're gonna do. I don't even know what we're betting on this one, to be honest with you.
Not a clue. Well, I don't think we even I think we just figured it out when we did the draft.
I believe so. I think you're right there.
That's how it's happening.
The draft. I know, I like how we're talking about football, but we are not doing a draft right now, folks. I know we've been seeming like a fucking draft show as of late. We're not doing a draft.
Yeah, I was thinking what we could have done as a draft was...
What was that? What was that?
Guys from the CWC for our respective brands to have their...
We could have done that. I remember there were talks when we did our brand drafts of CWC guys. But we decided at the time not to do it. So.
Gosh, have we even been on since the CWC's been going on?
Yes, we have. We have done a episode since that. Let's just go on into wrestling. Let's talk about CWC. It's a perfect transition. I mean, it's been fucking great.
Yeah,
I mean, I
would say the worst things have been Ho Ho Loon.
Yes,
and I don't blame them for putting him in there, and I don't blame them for giving him the chance that he won a match. Like I don't fault that at all because they're in, you know, trying to get into that Chinese market.
Uh-huh.
And the guy is, like, the first Chinese wrestler type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he just didn't click with anybody because of his lack of doing anything else than his own thing.
I mean, I think he's top dog over there, which becomes an issue when you're starting. You can't get better at some point if you're not facing people that are better.
So, I mean, if anything, the CWC was great for him.
Yes. Absolutely. But, yeah, he's just, I'm glad he's been eliminated.
You know, and the other one is Mondar. But he's a great disappointment.
Yeah. Part partly for me, it's because I saw some. I was unfamiliar with him, but some people were talking him up online, and I totally don't get it. I don't get the love right now. I don't know about you.
Oh, I don't get it at all. It's kind of like, I feel like it's with like Greedo. And I'm like, okay, so this is just kind of a, maybe it's a European thing that I'm not getting with him.
Yeah.
Maybe the European style, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's just not, no. It's almost as if he wrestles as people have told him that he's great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, so he's not putting forth effort right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet he's a young guy.
So,
like 22, 24.
He's a super young guy. Like, in the future, it might really, he might really be good in the future. He's just not there yet. He needs a number of years on traveling the world.
Either that or throw him down in NXT or even just the performance center.
I think he's a guy, I think he just needs to be out there.
Yeah.
And he needs to kind of travel the world. So. But,
Yeah, I just figured I'd go with some of the negatives because it's so wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in the first round, were there some guys that probably shouldn't have been there? Yeah, there's a few. The guy with the double glasses wasn't any good.
He was just American, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was just, a couple of the American guys that were, like, filler guys. The guy who fought Tozawa the first round, he wasn't very good.
Wasn't very good either.
It wasn't very good. The Bollywood boy that has no charisma. Because one of them has charisma and the other one doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Correct? I'm not crazy on that, am I?
The one that has charisma has, like, a good look. The one that doesn't have charisma,
he's
kind of
weird,
like,
looking.
He's the ugly brother.
Yeah. Like, the one that has charisma, like, you know he's plowing. After
yeah,
show,
he
does have an infectious smile, but he's taking whatever rat he wants.
Oh,
he's going to town. Whereas the other one, he gets the scraps. So.
Oh, yeah.
So what have been some of, okay, we've been talking about negative, what have been some of your favorite things?
Just like tonight, every one of those guys stepped up. I really enjoy Grand Metalik, and Tozawa. They went very well together.
They did. They had a good match. Very good match.
Sadly, the story of Brian Kendrick came to an end in the CWC tonight, and that was fun to listen to. And see happen, because the guy can still go very well.
Yeah.
Ibushi. What do we have? Did we have Rich Swann last week? He's a fun guy.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Rich Swann last week.
I like Rich Swann, yeah.
The Cedric Alexander stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's guys there that I think
once this whole thing
is over and they're on Raw,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be good stuff.
I definitely think Cedric Alexander could really catch on with people. They get him on Raw, I think he could... I think he's got more of an upside than even Rich Swann. That's me.
I hope that since it's on Raw, I hope it's all taken serious. And it doesn't just become a joke. But the other thing with it is we are getting into smaller guys
in the main event.
Yes.
And
yes.
So it's almost like, well, what are you going to do with it? Is this just going to become another U.S. Intercontinental title that get lost in the shuffle of it all?
Yeah.
And, you know, at first it won't be, I don't think.
No, I think at first they're going to really be trying to, they're going to be putting in, you know, 5-star matches and stuff. But
you know,
will at some point, you know, they're going to give it some time and see if that starts catching on. But unfortunately, if it doesn't, then that's when it, like, if ratings go down during those quarter hours or something, that's unfortunately, things are going to happen. That's when it's going to happen.
And that's so then with that title and the smaller guys, that's why it's nice to have the champ that they have on and on now.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that. let's get into that. So, for the entirety of this show, dear listeners, I'd be curious. I had to have brought up Kevin Steen in like the first or second episode, right?
Ooh, I don't know.
I would have been heavy into going to PWG at the time. But from early on in the show, I've been extolling the virtues of Kevin Steen. I know.
You have been touting.
Oh, touts. And, fuck, we literally had something I never thought would happen. He fucking won the stupid Universal Championship on Raw. It was a great moment. It was a great moment. I just hate the name of that. I hate that name so much. We haven't even talked about that name on this show.
It's a terrible name. It's so bad. I don't think it's definitely not the look of the belt that I hate. It's the name. Because for me, when I was watching with Owens on Monday, was that he's in red.
Yes.
And so it's like the belt goes with him.
Yes.
But
yeah,
it's just the name for me. It's terrible.
It's so bad.
What the hell?
Are we going to be on like fucking planets facing that? You know, defending the championship against Martian.
Well, remember, the Intercontinental couldn't be defended on boats.
Not or like on like a oil rig.
Yeah, nope, nothing like that.
I mean, can Max Moon come out and make a check? Yeah, can Max Moon come out and make his claim?
I would think so.
Yeah,
they didn't think that through.
Yeah. So
I don't know what else you would have called it.
Yeah.
But it's not like the women's titles. It's not like the SmackDown's got the Universal Women's title.
Yeah, it's just called the SmackDown Women's title or something. Like, what do they call it on the belt?
I think it's just tag titles and women's title, but they're on SmackDown.
Okay.
That's
it. I guess so.
Why couldn't you just have it be?
Yeah.
World titles. You have two world titles. You're trying to say that you're two different shows, two different promotions almost.
Uh-huh.
So it's okay to have two world titles.
Yeah. Just on a side on those other belts, I think the tag titles look super sharp. The SmackDown tag titles look super sharp.
Yes.
I like them. They look different.
And that's crazy because they're the same design as
the
Draft Penny.
They're just
and it's
they're,
not like
they're
people are saying,
colors.
Oh, it's a giant dime.
It's a giant nickel.
You know?
Yeah.
But that silver and blue is very sharp.
Yeah, it looks good. Looks very good. Speaking of silver and blue, on top of my obsession finally winning a title, you have a new obsession. Dare I say your favorite television show now?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Correct?
It's my favorite wrestling program.
Even above CWC?
Okay. Well, as far as wrestling goes, CWC is, but in the WWE universe, that isn't the CWC, because I still feel like that when they talk about like Ring of Honor, or they say anything about everything else, I feel like that's not even WWE. I feel like it's its own thing. It's just the
yeah.
amount of giving credit to other people and to around the world, it just seems
yeah.
so different.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it seems like the most un-WWE thing in the world.
You know, when D-Bry's talking about guys shaking hands and this and that, you would never hear anything like that on Raw.
No. No. Nope.
So it just... Yeah, so I mean, I would say that it's those two things that are what I look forward to rather than the 3 hours of Raw. But, you know, even then, the 2 hours of SmackDown doesn't feel like it's that long.
Yeah.
It flows pretty well. At any rate, at the end of it, we get Talking Smack. Which,
yes.
It's
I don't even know. Had we said
wonderful.
Her name yet?
No, I think that was the first time I said it, was Talking Smack. It was a show, listeners, that debuted, was it the night of, or was it the week after?
You tell me, because you're the Talking Smack.
But anyway, it's almost out of kayfabe, but it's still kind of in kayfabe. And that's where I like it, because it straddles the line. Did you, on last night's episode, did you get to see when AJ Styles is talking about the Jesus zipper before it cut out on you? The Jesus zipper?
No, I missed that. I didn't get that.
I believe he is referring to the chode.
Oh,
as the Jesus zipper.
I've never heard
and
that
I'm just
before,
like,
have you?
For this guy to be this, like, uber Christian, I figured that would be, like, sacrilegious to say.
Yeah.
But you get the whole thing, like, and D. Bryan and Renee Young are the hosts, and the two of them just go way back. And you can just tell that they're happy to be there together. And it's just you see so many of these wrestlers who you hate in a different light. Now, see, like, if Alberto Del Rio was on the show, I don't think I would like him, because I think he'd still come off as a dick. The Usos, I enjoyed the Usos, because the characters are actually allowed to be themselves, it seems. The stuff with Heath Slater and Rhino, how wonderful is that?
It was great. It was great. I enjoyed it a lot. And as we had said in the text, like, before that happened, you would have probably been like, Heath Slater needs to be gone.
Yeah. I mean, it turned me around on him. Like, I want him and Rhino to win the tag titles.
Yeah.
Because Rhino, but, I mean, when Rhino's like, well, our tag team could be Beauty and the Beast. What the hell? And I just smile and chuckle while I watch.
Yeah. I really liked Rhino in that quite a bit.
Yeah.
So.
Very soft-spoken.
Yeah. He's always been like that, but he seems very genuine. I mean, he 100% felt like a shoot, brother.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Well, I just saw what time it is.
Yeah, I know. It's time for something, man.
Back of the week. So yeah, what do you got for us today?
I'm gonna do a little bit of a retro one from the late '90s or early 2000s. I've been watching some old Star Treks, and I've been watching the show Becker lately, and so I'm gonna do Terry Farrell.
Oh, okay. Well, I am going to go with Mila Kunis from Bad Moms.
Nice pick.
Oh, and Kristen Bell. She was rack-tastic.
Cool.
Well, really, it could just be the Bad Moms. Everyone on there.
Uh-huh.
Do them all. But those two for sure.
Sounds good.
Anything else we need?
No, I mean, is there anything else you want to add?
Not that I can think of. We have our NXT vacation that we need to plan still.
Oh yeah, we do. Well, right before we go, we're going. I am telling people it's the closest I'll ever be to be like following the Grateful Dead, since you and I only following NXT for two stops.
But you know, it would be weird if we did the Chicago one.
And Minneapolis.
Or the Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that'd be a drive. That'd be a drive.
That would be. So yeah. That should be fun.
It'll be a great time.
And it seems like I'm doing this as if like, oh man, we don't talk enough and I'm just trying to get this in.
Okay. Somebody someone was at work, we were talking, and someone was like, yeah, I don't talk on the phone much anymore with people. I just like text with them. And I was like, yeah, me too. And then I immediately got a text from you, and I was like, I guess unless you count my friend Chris. And I'm like, we're a couple Chatty Cathys.
We should almost change the show to Chatty Cathys.
That, you know what, it wouldn't be an incorrect title.
No,
so, Frinkoots, I'm Sam.
And I'm Chris. Bye.
Keep chatting along, all you Cathys.
Do you hear the people singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again, when the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums.